everybody. Here we are all ready to get down to Pine Ridge. Or rather, is it with Lum and Abner? Brought to you by the Makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Well, where are we, Pine Ridge, to see what the fellows are up to this evening? Let me tell you a little more about this flashlight that Lum and Abner are sending out to all users of Horlicks malted milk. So I'd be able to know what I was talking about. Lum and Abner, let me borrow one of these flashlights. Got it here with me right now. Suppose I describe it to you. All right. Well, it looks like a fountain pen. Just about the same size. And on it, there's a good strong clip. Just like a fountain pen has. That's to keep the flashlight from falling out of your coat or vest pocket. If you want to carry it around, just as you do a pen or automatic pencil. Now, down at the bottom end of this good-looking aluminum tube is a flashlight bulb. A non-breakable solid crystal bulb that can't come unscrewed and get lost. Now, at the top, just above the clip I mentioned a minute ago, is the little button that you press to turn on the flashlight. And when you press that little button, well, that's when you're going to get the surprise of your life. But you wouldn't believe that anything as compact as this could throw out such a powerful beam of light. I tell you, folks, this little flashlight is certainly a peach. Every single one of you ought to send in and get one. That's easy enough to do, you know. Just send in the wrapper from a package of Horlicks malted milk powder. It can be from any size package, either natural or chocolate flavor, but it must be a Horlicks malted milk powder wrapper. What I mean by that is the wrappers from Horlicks tablets are not eligible. Now write your name and address on the back of this wrapper and enclose 10 cents to cover the cost of packing and mailing your flashlight. Then, mail your wrapper and dime to Lum and Abner, care of the station to which you are listening. And in return, Lum and Abner will send you one of these handsome pocket-sized flashlights, complete with bulb and battery. Now, don't put off sending in for your flashlight. Do it right away. Do it tonight, before you forget it. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are very much concerned right now over the fact that Abner's wife, Elizabeth, has discovered an accident policy of Abner's and has put in a claim for damages on account of his recent accident. The old fellows are afraid to tell Elizabeth that the accident was a fake, that Abner has not been hurt, and yet they don't want to accept any money from the insurance company or a false claim. They have just heard expected in Pine Ridge today. As we look in on the office of the Matrimonial Bureau, we find Cedric Weehunt there in response to an urgent call from Abner.
No, I just called you, Cedric, to remind you to be sure not to ever mention to nobody if my heart ain't sure not broke.
Well, I ain't told nobody, but Ma said she heard Mr. Lum coming out in over the party line yesterday, and she's telling everybody there wasn't nothing to do that for that arm.
Well, I know. Lum got married in here yesterday. My wife heard it, too. She had a terrible time getting her straightened out on it. I had to get Lum to go over and tell her that she'd just done that for a dough. He told her he knows she'd be listening in. He's going to have some fun out of
her. Did she care to believe
him? Yeah, she's all right now, but Lord, she was mad at the West sitting here yesterday. If he finds out the truth now, why, it'll be worse than ever. That's the reason I wanted to caution you not to raise it so.
No, I won't. Tell you the truth, seems going around with your arm dropped up that way. I'd have forgotten myself if you weren't showing up in no accident.
Well, just go ahead and let yourself forget it then. That's the way that there won't be no chance for you to get me away then.
Well, I'll try to forget all about it. Oh, the only trouble with me when I try to forget something that way, look like I get to think about it so hard that I recollect it better next time. I'll be the best way for me not to try to recollect it for this.
Well, you ought to know better than anybody else, Cedric, whether you forget that when you remember and remember that when you forget.
Well, I see. I'm getting sort of mixed up on it now. I forget whether I'm supposed to remember to forget.
Forget? That's what you're supposed to.
Yeah, but I forget what it was I'm supposed to remember to forget.
Well, fine. You're doing all right, Jim, Cedric. You've done forgot it.
I don't know what it was I forgot.
Well, just quit thinking about it. You'll have to recollect it, and then you'll have to forget it all over again.
Is that all you wanted, Mr. Abner?
Yeah, I reckon so, Cedric.
I spit out there going back to work, and Mr. Dixie had some orders for me to deliver.
The mail carrier had gone out yet when you left down there, had
it? No, he hadn't come before I left.
Oh, folks, I'm anxious to see how many books I've got today. You know, me and Lum are letting folks out on the party line besides which one of us is going to be crabbed out of no store when they get it opened up.
Well, I reckon that was what Luella was talking about then.
Luella?
Yeah, my little sister.
Oh.
She come home from school today at noon and she said Mr. Lum was down to schoolhouse there this morning to give a speech.
Yeah.
Yes, told her to always send in one of them flashlights they're giving away and told her to be joined over him for president when they rode in.
Oh, he did,
did
he?
Yes, Miss, what she said.
So that's the kind of stunt he's pulling, Dad, blame kid hide. He's doing everything he can, Cedric. Even putting up fires around town saying, vote for Lum Abner for president.
Oh, yes, he's got the whole town covered with him, signs.
I know it.
I reckon he'd be elected, all right. But I hope you win, Mr. Abner. But, you know, whenever Mr. Lum makes up his mind to be elected to something, ain't nothing going to stop him. You know that yourself.
Yeah. Well, of course, I never had no idea he's going to make a regular election out of you. You'd think he's running for a town of Jedways now.
Well, I should I get out here and do some hand-shaking. If you don't, he's going to beat you fast. You won't know you've been in the race, did you?
I don't get what you mean. I'll just call up on the party line again. See, mind if I'm still in the race. You watch the front over there, Cedric. You see, I'm going to holler at him. Wait a minute, Tosher. You'll have to ring the horn for me, Cedric, before we hear from here. I can't do nothing here. See, Lauren, just give a fart on ring.
Oh,
it's a fart. Yeah, fart on. We ordered ring yet, sir. Everybody listening in, you know. Or take down a reaching to find out where the fire's at.
Well, put out his fire.
Why, they ain't contacted. Come here, sir. Wait a minute. Holy shit, you're still out. Hello? Why, this is Abner Peabody. I just want to thank you folks that's already over here for voting Bernie. And just as quick as you get your flashlight, why, I wish you'd show down to your friends. But if I know that anybody sees you, gonna want one of them. And be sure and tell them to vote for me, too, when they're in. I don't know nothing about Bernie, but I'll guarantee that if anybody comes out of our new store, wants to sell on credit, I'll let you have it. I've been trying to get to be president ever since me and Lum been in business. It's the first chance I ever had to hold office. I'd love to just show you one time what I can do.
Here comes Mr. Lum out there in front.
Well, I hope you stand in the hole for me. Goodbye, and I'll be here quicker. hanging the pressure.
I don't believe you see.
No.
Well, I better get all back to work.
Yeah, much obliged, Eddie. Come back to the inn.
Gentlemen.
Oh. Well,
hello,
Cedric.
You ain't leaving.
Here's my picture letter, though.
Well, I'd love to have you say, Cedric. Here, have one on a card. Tell your friends about me.
What kind of card did they call?
Oh, I just got some little personal card I'm handing around.
Well, vote for Tom Eddard for president of the Gentleman Down Store. The people's choice. Get on the bandwagon. Well, much obliged.
So that's what they're doing. Getting our card and asking folks to vote for you now, huh?
Yeah, recollect that old Eddard saying everything fair and love and war and politics.
What do you mean all morning, Tom? I tried to locate you all the way down.
Well, I've been... Well, I just had a little business to get into.
Yeah, I know what you're doing. You down there at the schoolhouse picking a seat at the youngest to vote for you. That's what you're doing.
Who told you that?
Never mind. I hear it all.
Well, you're going to get to try your life in the next few days when these folks are coming in.
Yeah.
Hey, what I'll do, just to save you a lot of embarrassment, I'll let you withdraw from the race right now.
No.
Just forget about the whole thing.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. We'll just go ahead and fight this thing to the
finish. All right. Be glad I warned you. If you get snowed under it, ain't my fault.
No.
What was it you want to see me to bet about?
Why, that Gus McKellar from the insurance company about his horn won't make a settlement no accident.
He what? Whereabouts is he at now?
Why, done in back, I reckon.
Well, you claimed him that your arm weren't going up broken. You just making out like it's your own kind of watch.
No, that's what I want to tell you, Mama. Never had a chance to go back to the house first, and they'd have been calling me to come over there. And by the time I got there, well, he'd already told her to take Will and saddle for $200, and he brought me out of check for that amount.
No, you never took any, did you?
No, I never. But listen, Eddie, her and Pearl's over in Albany now, or they're going to buy with him if the county keeps
going. Oh, my goodness. Edgar, she said he's a chick that can send you to the penitentiary for obtaining all money under pretenses and get me for being an accessory to the crime.
Well, I couldn't help it, Mama. I wanted to tell him that my arms weren't broke, and I never had nothing coming to him, but... He's been writing himself to do it with his hand right there.
Now we're into it. Well, what about his check at now?
Why, over there in the sugar bowl, I reckon.
The sugar bowl?
Yeah, it's a heap of money for the heathen and stuff like it. You know, he's treasury for the missionary society.
Well, ain't one thing to do. That's for you to get that sugar bowl, get that deck out there, and take it back in that insurance people for a little bit of a chance to catch you.
Well, I can't get it out with my arms and hands rocked up in splints and hands this way.
Oh, that's right.
I can get my hand in a sugar bowl.
Well, we've got to get that check somewhere. I don't want to get it up no for free, can't
it? It wouldn't be hard to get if somebody could just sort of slip in the kitchen there when a little bit ain't in there. That sugar bowl's head right there on the top shelf in the cupboard.
Yeah, I was just thinking here. I think I could slip in there and get the chick out of her kitchen.
Well, I tell you what I could do. I could see that kitchen door is on off tonight, and you could wait till we go to bed, and you could slip in there and get out no trouble at all.
I granted that might work. What time do you and Jenny go to bed?
Well, that's the trouble. We don't get to bed very early. It's generally 8:30 or 9 o'clock before we ever turn in.
Well, Jenny, you leave that kitchen door unlocked tonight, Abner. I'll slip over and get the chick and take it back to the insurance company tomorrow. Tell them the truth about it. And this is the last time I'm going to try to help you. From here, I can get yourself out of your own
quicker. Well, everyone doesn't get that check back tonight. It looks like Abner will be. And oh, don't forget, though, send in tonight for one of these handsome pocket-sized flashlights. You pay 75 cents for this useful little ride light if you want it at a store. But if you just send in for one, you can get it complete with bulb and batteries with a couple of them manner. That's easy enough. For all you have to do is to send in the wrapper from a package, any size package, of Horlick Malted Mist Powder. Must be Horlick Malted Mist Powder. Wrappers from Horlick tablets, I mean, are not eligible. Well, write your name and address on the back of the wrapper, and then mail it, enclosing and answer for the cost of packing and mailing multi-sites, to Lum and Abner, care of the station, which will next. In return, Lum and Abner will send you one of these little fountain pen size flashlights, complete with bulb and batteries. Now, don't put off sending in until it's too late. Do it right away. Those of you who don't already have Horlick Malted Mist Powder in your home can get a package, you know, even natural or chocolate flavor, at your druggist. This is Cousin Bricker, speaking for Lum and Abner and Orly. Now, bid you all good night and good health.